I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
All right, guys. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast.
That's right. Rupen's and only podcast series now.
The only podcast series. Unofficially retired the others.
But you're doing something else now, that financial one.
Financial news made simple.
Yes, that's right. Cheap plug.
You know, it's so weird. I actually work in a company which deals with financial news, right? Mm-hmm. And every time I go and do a show, right? They've never heard of us before.
Right.
I'd be like, where do you work? We're like a Finshots. Oh, we know that company. Your company is more famous than me, dude.
Yeah, your company is much famous.
And this is where I envy Krithat.
Yeah, my company is me.
Yeah.
Which is as famous as I am.
Yes. It's the
best
part.
We'll always be the same amount of famous.
The things that we have to do for money, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's how.
Have you sold your soul to the devil yet?
Yeah.
I never understood that expression.
I don't think so. I know what it means. I know what it means.
What does it mean?
Because
like, you're Christian. Example, so.
There's no devil in other religion, you know what?
No. It's not called devil for sure.
Can I tell you something which I heard a long time ago when you're talking
Let's
about
do
it,
this.
Right? Someone said, I'll tell you where I heard this.
Mm.
I should go and learn guitar from this guy.
Thank God. I thought you said Sunday school or something.
No, I should go and learn guitar from this guy, which is kind of like Sunday school.
Okay. It was a Sunday school guitar for cool people.
Yeah. I have a question. How do you know about Sunday school?
Because I went to a Catholic school for a while.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, so I went to learn guitar from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was telling me, see, I don't know what. I have this student and he was like, hey, teach me Iron Maiden and teach me Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I told his mother, see, he's making me teach him satanic songs and I don't do that, right? And you know what his mother told my guitar teacher?
Mm-hmm.
But we worship the devil. Like that Kali, that Ma, what?
Oh, right.
Kali Ma, she's like a demon god.
But goddess.
She's still a goddess. Yeah, she's still a god. She's still like divine.
Yeah, but she's not like a demon. She's,
okay.
She's like a demon to the wrong. Like that's what every god is.
That's called a hero, right?
Ah, that kind of that only. So basically, it's complicated, dude. Like there's one book full of information about this.
What is the book called?
No, like as in like that's how much it'll information is there that it'll become a book.
Right. Okay.
Like I was using that expression.
Okay.
But
very nice, dude.
Sold to the
devil. What an interesting concept, right?
Yeah.
That she's like evil, but evil against the evil people.
Correct.
So she's good.
She's like there are people eviler than her.
That's the ultimate person. Even I want to be that dude when I grow up.
One day.
I'll become
one day you'll grow
thanks,
up.
Dude. One day I'll grow.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what have you done? What is the cheapest thing you've done as a comedian for money?
Bunch of things, dude. There was one time I had to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were paying us 6K, not per person. That's the saddest part.
Oh.
The entire show was 6K.
Nice.
I was three comedians, so it was 2K, 2K, 2K. Right?
Hey, good fun.
And I had to do the show at the top of a mall. First of all, anything at a mall, which means that the people who are there have already given up on life. They said, like, I think this is the best you can do as a species. Go to a mall.
Go to a mall, waste time. Everything is free. Window shopping doesn't cost money.
Exactly. Go window shopping, go to the food court.
Correct.
Where there are some couples who are never going to
the
make
McDonald's
it.
Will only have the line because there you
one
get
huge
burger.
McDonald's. Yeah. Because all those kids, right, they want to buy that toy.
Correct.
Stupid toy. Right. I want to say something because I know it will trigger some people with McDonald's. Right?
Correct.
I know a lot of adults who go to McDonald's to buy that toy.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah. Fucking grow up already.
Hey, love the toys, dude.
Motherfuckers. Still stuck at toys.
So that's the only happiness in my life. Happy meal.
And it's called a happy meal.
Yeah.
And even as an adult, you go and they give you a happy meal.
Have you heard the story of this kid who bought a happy meal, swallowed the toy and choked on it?
Did the kid die?
No, they took it to the hospital, but it wasn't a very happy meal.
I guess some people just find out too late, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't make me happy anymore.
Right.
I was doing this gig at top of a mall.
Mm.
Right. There wasn't any stage. And I told the guy who's, first of all, when you do a horrible comedy show,
mm-hmm.
right, you go there and then you realize it's set up disgustingly.
Correct.
Which is why you should go a little bit early.
And check the setup and do the tech and all that.
Yeah, and just kind of rearrange things.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, I asked him, where's the stage?
Mm-hmm.
And the place where the stage was, there was a swing. You know, one of those swings that can be hung from a balcony, those cane swings.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There was a swing. I said, there's a swing over there. How can I do comedy over there? So we'll remove it.
Huh.
I said, yeah, but people can't see me. So I will stand on a table.
On a table.
He gave me a table, dude. It was like, it could have been a chair. Hmm. It was one of those, you know, those
coffee table cafes. Types?
No, it was just a cube. It was like a dice.
Ah, right? Okay.
Just a cube.
Right, right. Like it was more like a footrest kind of a thing. Like
I
an ottoman.
People use it as a foot. Yeah.
Yeah. Something
if you're fractured, you can keep your leg on it.
Correct. Right? Yeah.
It was one of those things. And I said, you can just do over here. I was like,
but did you do it on that?
I looked at him and said, how do you expect us to do this? Do you understand that we are normal people, not just some people who have just fallen as comedians?
That'll be so
that
funny.
We have like a life beyond this as well.
Imagine doing it and then going back home after that. Oh, how you'll be sleepless.
There's nothing worse than doing a soul-crushing gig and going back home, dude.
Yeah, that's why I don't. I go to the ice cream shop.
Oh, I've done... Fuck. Dude, this is so crazy. You know, you've been doing comedy long enough.
Mm-hmm.
When you've had like a really big helping of ice cream after a comedy show, which I've done.
Yeah. Like, I can't drink because you need to drink a lot.
Yeah.
To get really happy, right? After those shows. So you don't drink. So what I do is I go to like buy the biggest size Baskin Robbins ice cream possible.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. It's the best thing, dude. Telling you.
Just fill yourself with all that. Just
yeah,
that
some
sugary
happiness.
Diabetes.
Yeah, exactly. Some happiness for that night.
Yeah, just
so let's give some context of what these corporate shows are open.
Right. So let's start by talking about when you think about horriblest corporate show that has happened to you.
Hmm.
What comes to mind? The entire thing. Before?
So this was very long back when I was still like really new into doing stand-up. So okay. I went as an opening act for another comedian. And they said you can, no restrictions. Like because most comedy shows have restrictions on content.
Yeah.
Like you can't make fun of a certain group, can't make fun of a certain community, can't do blah, 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 blah. All of those restrictions were not there, apparently. Okay, so they said that there's a fine line. Don't cross that. So now my line, his line was different. So I went up and opened with some joke about Salman Khan trying to fuck a deer or something like that.
But did you actually say the word fuck?
I think so. Right? And then the HR guy just walks on the stage and he's like, okay guys, we're going to stop it right here. Let's put an end to this. And he takes the mic from my hand and the guy who was supposed to close the show didn't even go up.
So you ruined it. As an opening guy.
I ruined it for somebody else.
Yeah.
And then it was hilarious because then the HR guy told two jokes. He's like, don't worry, guys, I got this. And then he's like, I'll tell two jokes. And then everybody laughed.
At those jokes?
Yeah.
Imagine how everyone in the office will be sucking his dick for a promotion.
Yeah, shit, I know. But that's the worst comedy. Because back then, I think they didn't even know how to do comedy shows. It's very difficult to explain to corporates. Because corporate events are for like award distribution.
Mainly.
That.
Yeah.
Or it's like budget is left, so we have to do something.
Right.
Can
we address this award distribution part?
Isn't
I really
it great?
Like that,
yeah,
right?
It's great.
It's really great, right? I'll tell you why it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because these corporates have managed to tell their employees, hey, we won't give you a raise in money, but we'll give you an award.
We'll give you something to keep on your bookshelf.
We'll give you a memento. So you go to, sorry, you go to any PG in Bangalore, right? Any 1BHK in Bangalore. Mm-hmm. Yours is a comedian, 1BHK, so we can't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Any corporate 1BHK. It's some badminton racket over there.
Uh-huh.
It's some gym equipment.
Oh, right.
And then it's one useless memento.
10 years of loyal service.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite awards.
Just look at your loyal service. You're still in a 1BHK. You've not understood it.
Every corporate show, that's my favorite award. Where like this award is to honor their loyalty to the company. They worked with us for 25 years. And these guys, all the youngsters are like, old man, come on. You picked the wrong side. Like,
yeah. Sir, you shouldn't be award. Like they're basically awarding you for not being ambitious.
Correct. They're like awarding you because you stayed back. Everybody was leaving. They're like, here, maybe this memento will keep you in this office.
That's pretty bad.
But it's great, man. And
corporate organizations and these award ceremonies, right? I think some of them are so ridiculous. One time I went and this corporate was giving its employees, here are your certificates for blood donation.
They had an event for that.
They had an event for blood donation.
Oh my God.
They donated blood and they got certificates.
That was the biggest achievement for that company. Imagine if they're still alive. Like
they are still alive. But imagine people showing the certificates as
legit
achievements.
Yeah, they'll put that on their resume and all. They'll apply to the next job. Like in the last job, I did IT coding and I did blood donation.
Or you could
I gave my blood and sweat to the company.
Yeah. Literally can say that. Or if you had a bad experience, they can be like, they sucked the blood out of
Oh, Jesus. No, but I didn't have any of those awards. I went to like decent awards. I think some awards were actually pretty nice. But I don't like awards sometimes where they're like... I don't like these corporate events where they book comedians and they're like, so this is our event. Now make fun of these people or this. That is like a little
Yeah, not needed. There's a comedian in India, right, mm-hmm. who said like, hey, you can roast, do a roast of the thing, and they gave him material.
Right.
And he went and did a roast of all of those employees whom they asked him to make fun of.
Okay.
And he got into trouble, dude.
Oh, wow.
He said, we gave you freedom, but don't hurt our feelings.
So what did they think a roast was?
They just thought it'll be like some light, you know, thing like, hey, Ramurthy, you work too much.
Hilarious. Big spectacles. Oh, Jesus. But like, have you ever got a weird call for one of these corporate shows? Like a one that you had to explain to them what comedy is?
I haven't got a weird call. Hmm. And it's also, I think that's my bad. It just shows that I don't pique them enough with too many questions.
Oh.
That's why I end up at the show and I'll be like, oh shit, this is what it is. I should have asked them more questions. I don't ask them too many questions. Yeah.
I ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. That's when you really know if they want to do comedy or they just found. Here's the thing. Okay, somebody told me if you want to get more corporate search, you should improve your Google searchability.
Right.
Okay, business. Right?
Yeah.
It's so the business of comedy.
Be easily
so
findable
when people
on Google.
Look for comedians in Bangalore, they should be able to find you.
Find you, right.
And then book you. So I did that, right? And for a month or two, my page was right on the top. And then I stopped caring about Google. Because if somebody had to Google for comedians, that means they have a zero idea about comedy shows.
Oh, shit. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And those calls
it's almost the same as Googling what comedy is.
Yeah. And those calls are so bad. Like, it's my six-year-old son's birthday party. You do this comedy, you know? Yeah. Can you do it? Actually, some old people will be there. You can come. It's a small gathering only. I was like, okay, cool. Then I tell them my quote, right? Because it's a corporate show or a private show. So we obviously charge a little higher. And he's like, oh, that much we don't have. And 500-600 rupees.
Wow.
So you'll get that quality of inquiries also.
Wow.
Because people had to search for you and bring you to their shows.
But see, this is good. At least you get an understanding of the client who's trying to book you, right?
Yeah. That's also, I had to explain to him, like, sir, this is how it works. So yeah. Then I have to teach them how comedy works.
Yeah.
Which is like for no reason, just spending my afternoon teaching some old man how comedy works.
It's very difficult, dude.
Yeah, man.
And then they say, can you please do an entire bit on work from home?
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
They give you a
topic. But they'll only give you the topic.
They'll give you a topic.
They're like, actually, yeah, your jokes are also nice. How about something like about Bollywood?
Yeah, a little bit Bollywood. Like Salman Khan.
Yeah.
Like Rahul Gandhi.
That and all, everybody laugh.
Like why Rahul Gandhi is, you know, like that. Rahul Gandhi jokes now are completely fine. You can
very
do
cute.
That.
Very cute. I love those corporate inquiries, man. But you work at a corporate also for a while, right?
Yeah.
And were you part of the inside of these events?
We didn't have the budget to do corporate comedy
shows.
Oh,
not comedy shows. Did you have like corporate awards, gatherings?
We had corporate events, dude. Like, you know, fun. I was part of the fun team. That's what it is. I was part of fun team.
So you are the guys that call comedians.
If we are a bigger organization, I would have been the person who was calling comedians. Thank God that didn't happen, right? Let me tell you what happened once. It's not like in a corporate.
Yeah.
It happened in college.
Right.
There was a guy who was my junior who made this call to me. He said like, hey, we have this event and we're looking for seasoned comedians. Could you please put me in touch with other comedians?
Best call ever.
So I was so upset about that. I had to call and bitch about it to like two friends.
This is the best call ever. No, but okay, what do you think is the worst thing about corporates? Okay, even if they're so bad, why do you keep doing it?
Dude, it just sucks. This is the main point, I guess, of this podcast, right? Mm. This just sucks that we need money in life, dude. That's the first thing. It's just horrible,
nope.
Right? And the things that, and it also sucks that the more easier ways to make money, even in professions that we love doing, such as comedy,
right.
is by doing something soul-crushing.
Correct.
Such as a corporate comedy show.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of it. And you just need, you have bills to pay, and you have things to take care of, and
so
you have to live the rest of your life. Like, you know, like it's...
You have to maintain your lifestyle.
Yeah, you have 2 days of... You have one horrible day if you're doing a corporate in a month, right?
Correct.
And then your entire month is okay. Correct. But that one day is disgusting. And it's just a few hours, but it's...
Oof.
Disgusting.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you... I think right now I've become so... After doing this for 9 years, I've become so like bulletproof to bad corporates. Like now I step into them knowing what I know, what I'm going to get out of it. Like they're not as bad anymore. Like now I don't remember having a bad corporate show in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I can
because I think my standards for a corporate have dropped.
Right. You don't pay too much of attention to it, basically.
Yeah, before I was nitpicking. Oh, that guy's not laughing. This guy's not laughing. Have you noticed that happens?
Yeah.
In corporate shows, a lot of people don't laugh.
A lot of people, I don't know what happens to corporate people, right? they go from being regular people with regular problems and shouting at people in the road,
right,
to going to this offices where they become sterile. Right?
Yeah. They become like completely, they become puppets almost.
Yeah, they just become, they're like just really there. Still.
They're like, here, go do this, go do that. Well, only do the stuff that I was supposed to do or told to do.
Yeah, dude. And like, they don't even laugh because they're afraid if their bosses would get offended.
Correct. That's what I've noticed.
At them laughing.
Yeah. So I got this call and this guy was like, we have this corporate show, but make sure your material is really clean.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, yeah, don't worry. In corporate, we don't do like
dirty jokes,
dirty humor. We keep it very simple and clean. He's like, yeah, I hope you understand. Because see, ladies are there, no, in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can't abuse.
We can't
which
abuse.
Which is almost
right?
Like if there is a gathering full of dudes, that guy will be like the filthiest person in that room. Can you think about it?
Yeah.
How that guy must be just putting on a filter because there are women.
I hate people like that, dude. You know, have you ever met people that be like, I hope no one is there, and then they tell you something fucked up.
Yeah.
So why are you being such a coward? Why can't you just grow up and tell what you actually feel like? I also hate people who say like, not to be dirty, but I think this.
Yeah,
just correct. Say it. Just
I don't,
be
yeah.
You dirty piece of shit.
That's the word you hide behind. I don't mean to be offensive. No, you do. That's,
yeah.
That's why the next
not
four
to be judgmental, but I think that person is a horrible person.
Yeah. Next four sentences, that's what it means. I don't mean any disrespect. No, you do. You do mean disrespect.
And all corporate people are like that. All corporate people are like that. Like not to be unfair, but I don't think you deserve a chance.
Yeah.
Not to be unkind, but I don't think your material was funny.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, have you ever got advice after a show from a corporate?
Yeah, dude. The thing is, see, like in terms of corporate, Skrita has a little better track record in doing those shows better, right?
Correct.
He handles it way better than
that's
what
right,
I do.
That's right, I do.
Very professionally. He makes a bunch of calls. He sends a bunch of emails, documents, non-disclosure
yeah.
agreements.
Yeah, yeah.
All
have,
of that.
I have it all. I actually sent them a 2-page PDF tech rider.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about Skrita. If you don't know Skrita, right? Anything. You give him any process like, hey Krita, can you please plan my bachelor party? He'll send you a PDF.
Correct. That's how it's done.
He'll send you a PDF.
I am a corporate out of a corporate.
Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, I've done a lot of these shows badly, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the sense, like, these are normal jokes at work, right? And then you go there and you realize, fuck, this audience,
it's not working.
This setup, these people, why am I even doing this with my life, right?
Right.
And then post the show, I still have to be there.
Oh, yeah. Have you done an outstation corporate?
Yes. You can't leave. They book you in the same place. Luckily, that show went well. Thank God.
Oh.
Yeah.
I once did. I went all the way to Coimbatore to do a show for Maruti.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was really excited.
Right.
Okay. Because I was like, oh, Maruti, great client, right? Reach there, it's Maruti sales team. Okay, that doesn't speak anything other than Tamil.
Yeah, I've had this experience.
Oh, and
it's basically all the blue collar workers in Maruti.
And nobody knew English and all my material is English. Okay.
Right.
So I just bombed on stage for 20 minutes and then the CEO came up on stage, or who were the head of that community was. He came up on stage and said, give him a round of applause. It's not easy doing what he's doing. Okay. That was nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he said, okay, please stay back for dinner and all that. He said all these nice things from stage. Okay. And then the moment I walked out, okay. And he's like, anybody else wants to try this?
Wow. He made a corporate show and he threw it to an open mic.
Yeah. And then he's like, does anybody else want to try it? And some guys came and did SMS jokes. And
no, they actually tried.
Yeah, two people.
You know, what's worse than that happening is people actually take that seriously and do comedy. I think a corporate show I did in 2019, right? This entire audience, and they kept delaying my event. They said, we'll put it at your end.
Yeah.
And then they opened lunch as well, dinner as well, because it got too late.
Yeah.
And all of the people went off.
Correct.
All of the people went off, right? And the only people who were willing to stay, and there was, of course, they were white collar and they were blue collar. I think it was something to do with
some manufacturing
or steel, one of the two. Okay. And so all the white collar workers just went off, and it's all the blue collar workers who, like you just rightly mentioned,
right,
who don't speak English that fluently, right? And they were there and they were just so sweet. Sir, you do, sir. And I was doing all my jokes like, yeah, so my sister got engaged in a 2,000 seater wedding.
And they're like, ooh.
It's really frustrating.
They're like,
they were,
oh,
not
your
able
problems.
To understand. They were just looking
You know,
at
the
me.
Flip of this has also happened to me. Like, I did a show where the audience was way richer than I was.
Right.
Like, and I did perform for this premium car dealership retreat in Goa.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I've reached the retreat and I'm performing and all of these guys like own premium cars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, so, you know, isn't it annoying when the Dal is over in your house? And they're like, what? Dal never gets over in my house. Oh, man.
Dude, you know what? I was just thinking about this on the ride to here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we already sign up for the money. We get an advance, right?
Correct.
And like, that's a good thing because your money is secured.
Yeah.
But it's also a bad thing because now you're kind of confined in this costume that they made you wear, right?
Yeah.
I said, I only have to do clean material.
Yeah.
So like this dal thing,
yeah.
which I'm guessing is like not exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But like people say like, what dal is? Like you can't even tell them like you guys don't know what dal is coming from Audi or BMW, right?
Yeah.
You guys don't eat dal. You've never eaten dal.
You can't shit on them now because they've already paid you like a lot of money.
They've already paid you money, dude. And that's the sad part of it.
That's the sad thing. So you make money, but you like put your feelings on hold.
You hate those circumstances around which...
It's very nice. So why would you still continue to do corporates?
You know what the thing is, right? Like this online thing, right?
Oh, I love online corporates.
It's made it so much more easy to do a corporate show. I had a bad corporate show online.
No, I never had a bad corporate
show. I had one bad corporate show. And I told
them, I had a bad private party online.
Okay, so we've had one... online paid event which went bad.
Oh yeah, yeah, each. Went completely south,
right?
Yeah,
but it didn't hurt as much, right, when it's online. But right. In real life it hurts so much.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
because you need to stick along sometimes.
And the best part is you get another call the same week, right? Hey, would you like to do this other corporate? And you say yes to it because your money is short in your bank account
and you're like, oh, let's do this all over again. You just need the willpower to stand up and do it.
Yeah, so you just keep doing this all over again,
right?
And then afterwards, like, you meet some new person and then when you laugh, they'll be like, have you noticed there's no emotion behind his laughter? All comics have that laughter. Our laughs are without any emotion.
Correct. They're a muscle just, reflex.
We have died a little bit.
Correct. That's how it happens, guys. That's how you kill the art. And apparently this is true for all art forms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even musicians hate doing corporate shows. Even designers hate working with corporate clients because they ask for nitpicking. There's too much nitpicking, too many revisions. Like apparently working with large establishment automatically messes up your artistic side.
Have you seen this movie Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah.
Right? There's an amazing scene in Ford versus Ferrari which is just descriptive of what we're talking about, right? Like these corporates come and they just make things really depressing.
Right.
It's the same thing. Like the Christian Bale character is driving for Ford.
Yeah.
Right? He's driving for Ford. And the Matt Damon character is basically rooting for this guy, is protecting
him,
right?
Yeah.
Like, because he understands that this Christian Bale character is an asset to this company.
Correct.
And there's one corporate cunt, right, who's trying to not make that happen.
Yeah, correct.
He's saying, no,
because there's
no
profit
look good
in
for
this.
The company.
Yeah.
There's not look good for the company, not look good for the company.
Correct.
And yeah, that guy is not like a part of the Ford family. He's just been hired into it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's how it is even for corporates, dude. Like there'll be one person. I remember the first ever corporate, I was 22 years, I was still in college, right? And we have a common friend called Ahmed Sharif.
Right.
Ahmed Sharif gave us all our corporates a long time ago.
Correct.
He made us open,
that's
right?
The guy I opened for in my first story.
Right.
The one
so
I
Ahmed Sharif opened for us. And you know what pissed me off? Within 2 minutes of lining up to the corporate, Ahmed has never told me this before. He said, hey, would you go and freshen up?
Yeah.
Because he did like the way I look. If I was there longer, he would have told me how to freshen up. Make sure your hair is like this and there's no oil on your face with all the sweat. And then... the organizer, who was not an owner of the company, just one of those people wearing a suits in the company, right?
Right.
And he came and he called him. So, Mr. Sharif, are you ready to go on stage? And then the fact that they called him Mr. Sharif. This is a comedian who does dick jokes.
Yeah.
Who's doing
you
like
should treat him like an equal, not as a guest.
Yeah. They called him Mr. Sharif.
Yeah. I know. That really messes it up.
It's like, oh, shit. Even comedy can be soul crushing at times.
Loving it. But if you're listening, guys, I think you should invite us to your companies to do corporate shows because, you know, you
know
have
what?
A budget.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Because you're slightly... Krithaj is my senior in comedy.
Yeah. Right?
Can I make fun of corporate shows at corporate shows?
Yeah.
Ah, I got my answer to solve this.
Yeah, you can. You can. But you just refer to it as like the last show. You guys are a great audience. You know what happened in the last show? And then you like list out everything.
Okay, why can't... Okay, I have a genuine question for you. Okay, why can't I just say corporate shows? What will happen?
They won't laugh at the rest of the jokes.
Why can't I just say something along the lines of...
the energy of the room. It's comedy 101.
Okay, how about this? Is it like, you guys are really... See, like, I'll tell you what happens at, as a comedian. I've been doing comedy for a while, right? And these are different kinds of shows that we do. There are shows where people pay tickets for us.
Yeah.
And then there are shows where they just hire us for a while.
Yeah.
Which is what it is. And I'll tell you what happens over here. Sometimes you guys don't laugh because you just leave your sense of humor at home because now you have to be corporate and get a promotion.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to get
a
promotion in this comedy show.
They can swing either way. there. You could either get a really good show out of it.
Right.
Or they'd just be like, I didn't pay you money to shit on us. See, corporate's a tricky territory, guys.
See, this is the problem with advance also. So if I didn't take an advance, right?
Then they wouldn't have paid
you. I can just tell them anything.
No, but then they won't pay you later.
Forget it, dude.
No, no. If, then how will you pay bills?
Financial news made simple. Bring it back all the way to that.
All right,
my
guys.
My corporate job.
That's how it's done. So if you want to follow your passion, make sure it pays. Otherwise, you lose passion really fast.
No, which is why a lot of... I think even like this problem which people have, right? Which we are having right now. Like, should we do corporate... art or not do corporate art. I think that's always been there. Like, Mozart, right?
Yeah.
He died broke, dude.
Oh, yeah?
He said, I'm not going to do anything. Dude, those days, did you think they didn't need designers and artists?
Yeah, yeah, they did. Somebody had to make logo, no? Like, when king is like, hey, I want logo for my elephant.
Who's going to design the queen's crest? That guy would be like, you do all that. I'm not going to.
Oh, and then he died broke.
He died broke, and many years, someone found his sheet music, and he's like, oh, this guy's a genius.
So sad.
So we have two options. Yeah. You can either be super broke.
Yeah. And write a great documentary about yourself.
Right. And someone will make a great documentary about you.
Correct.
Or
you could be rich enough to make your own documentary.
Or you can sell your soul enough.
Yeah.
And no one will make a documentary, but you'll live comfortably.
Correct.
Long and mediocre.
Choose what you want. It's a biopic or the ability to create other people's biopics.
Yeah.
With the money you make.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
That's life's lessons today, guys.
It's just the harsh reality of
Being an artist.
And also of having the need to make money.
Correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, very good. But you got the long story short, right, guys, listeners?
The wrong story short?
Long story. Long story short is if you have a corporate event,
give it to Krithath.
Yeah, we are available for bookings.
Give it to Krithath.
Send us an email or send us a message on Instagram, and we'll be more than happy to bring our mediocre jokes to you. Mediocre because restrictions. Otherwise, we're pretty killer.
Yeah, I have another question for you.
Nah.
Okay, because this does a lot with respect to comedy, right?
Correct.
Do you think it's enough to make people relate to it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people also do like soul crushing things in their lives, which they hate doing, which they hate showing up to, what they just have to do to pay bills?
Yeah, like you mean inside the corporate itself?
Outside of comedy, anything outside comedy.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe just like sucking up to a boss. Yeah, sucking up to a boss.
Sucking up to a boss.
Yeah, I think all jobs are like that. Except
Would you suck up to a boss if you were in a corporate, hypothetically?
No.
I would never suck up to a corporate.
I would. That's why I wouldn't survive in corporate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'll never survive in corporate.
Yeah. So I think as comedians, we have successfully figured out. We have, there's no running away from corporates.
Yeah.
So what we do is, we do that for half an hour.
Correct. Half an hour, we'll come and we will listen to your rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, make fun of you in the next show.
Okay. How about this as a coping mechanism, right? So anyway, you got your money before the show.
Correct.
Right, most to some extent. And then you have, say the show goes badly, right? And then someone comes and gives you advice also. And then how about we take the money and we don't have to get booked again, right?
Right.
And just tell them like,
hey, on them saying,
I made almost the same money that you make in a month doing half an hour of jokes where you didn't laugh. So thank you. See you.
See you. It was nice knowing you, but then they won't give you references.
It's okay, dude.
Yeah. All business, Rupen. There's no...
So clearly, I think I cut bridges. What is it? Burn bridges?
Burn bridges, yeah.
Yeah, I can burn bridges easier than Krithath.
Yeah, yeah, I don't burn bridge and all.
Which is why I think he is going to make more money than me eventually. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Have FinShots, financial news.
I'll have to kill it over there.
Financial news made easy. You can just learn from your own company's financial news and like figure out how to become rich.
Yeah, man. This is a little longer conversation, okay? Like, you know, the sad thing is... Like, it's like just like how you said, if you're not willing to suck up to anyone, right?
Yeah.
There are so much of shit things, which is absolutely true.
Correct.
Like, I remember like while I was searching for a job, like a friend asked me like, hey, would you work in IT?
Yeah.
Right? And the thing that I told him, I wouldn't mind working 7 days a week to not work in IT for 5 days a week. And my wish came true. I don't know.
Now you do work 7 days of the week.
I do work 7 days. But I think I'm still happy.
Careful what you wish for, man.
Be careful what you wish for. That's right.
Weirdly true. All righty, guys.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
To this genuinely frustrating episode.
Very. came from the heart and the stomach heart. And the ball sack.
Yeah, the ball sack is right. True, because we talk about sterile people.
All right, guys. This was fun. Yes. We will see you guys in the next week, next episode.
Until then, keep supporting Frustrations. Yes. The podcast, spread the word about it.
And the live shows are out.
Live shows are out.
We have two shows. When you will be listening to this, you'll have two more shows to attend. In the weeks to follow.
But the most important show, the one that you should be paying attention to if you haven't watched our stand-up or our sets, is on
10th April.
April 10th
in Jayanagar in Bangalore. We are recording our sets for YouTube. So if you come, we will have an audience to record. Otherwise, we'll just like cry about it on another
episode. You get to see a completely different side of Frustrations. Like the stand-up.
Right. Yeah, stand-up side, which you haven't seen.
Yeah, which is basically based on which the podcast is like, you know, inspired by.
So come for the live shows and we will see you there.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.